Today we continue our stewardship campaign and the exploration of our Methodist Wesleyan roots and John Wesley's sermon, The Use of Money. And you may have heard the rumor, or you may not, but the boiler isn't working properly today, and that's why we're all cold. And it has nothing to do with the use of money. It's just not working. But it is in progress. I heard Tim, our building superintendent, is on his way to figure it out. So Wesley believed no one, Wesley believed one must earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can. You heard from Danny today that there are many ministries that happen inside and outside of our church. The church is so much more than a building to maintain. It is a place people come together to know faith. This may mean they are here to come to know faith for the first time, or here new to faith, or come to grow deeper in faith. Last week, we talked about living out our faith through personal holiness and social holiness by earning all you can. And this week, we'll talk about saving all you can and giving all you can. Next week will be Laity Sunday, and we have two people working hard on this. They're more prepared than the pastor this far out. It will be Barbara Fote and Beth Drew. So thank you both of you for preparing for next week. I will be out of a town with a training, and we're going to a church for all people, and I am bringing Sophie Finlayson-Schuler with me. Thank you for coming with me. And all of the clergy persons of the United Methodist Syracuse churches will be going with one representative from each church. So it'll be fun, and I can't wait to tell you all about what I learned, and hopefully Sophie will too. So we will continue our stewardship campaign back here at home by hearing what our friends in Christ from our congregation believe about a ministry in our church. So that will continue. And November 1st will be All Saints Day. In addition to honoring our saints, we'll hear once again what we believe about a ministry of our church. And finally, on December 8th, that will be Pledge Sunday and the beginning of our extended Advent season. Oh, what am I saying? Oh, sorry. Back up. I can read and think, so let's do that over. Finally, December 8th, the cold is freezing my brain. Okay. Yes, I'm trying. Finally, so November 1st, I got that one right, will be All Saints Day. November 8th, thank you, will be Pledge Sunday and the beginning of our extended Advent season. We will explain more about the extended Advent season later this month. But today, we explore John Wesley's second rule, save all you can, and the third rule, give all you can. In saving all you can, of course, Wesley stressed one must first care for one's family without waste. He is very explicit in describing how one must not waste. Take care of your family, and then save all you can. He did not want us to spend money on extravagant clothes or extravagant food, amongst other things. John Wesley is very, very explicit in what he wants us to spend money on and save. And why did he continue to talk about caring for your family? Well, John Wesley was coming across people, men, who would earn a living, and then they may spend the money, they might have spent the money, on alcohol or gambling or other things that were not caring for their family. So he felt as though he needed to stress that one must always care for their family and then save all you can. But then the third rule comes in, give all you can. From Wesley's sermon, this is a quote from The Use of Money. But let not any person imagine that they have done anything barely by going thus far, by gaining and saving all they can. If they were to stop here, all is nothing. If a man go not forward, if he does not point all this at a farther end, add the third rule, give all you can. In order to see the ground and reason of this, consider when the possessor of heaven and earth brought you into being and placed you in this earth world, God placed you here not as a proprietor, but as a steward. As such, God entrusted you for a season with goods of various kinds. We are to be stewards, not proprietors of the earth or anything that we have. All that we have, we are able to care for and share with one another. It's not about mine and yours, but about God's. I remember the first time I heard this, it really got me thinking. I really took it to heart. And then I went home from church, and this is pretty ironic given today's boiler. I went home from church that day, and my furnace wasn't working. And I thought, thanks God for the furnace, but you could have given me a furnace that worked. Of course, I knew it was not God's intention to give me a broken furnace. It was up to me to have it serviced and maintained and not just take it and never care for it. I was to be a good steward of my furnace. Wesley says it is our duty as stewards to give as a radical sacrifice. Mark describes this in chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. You may remember the story of the widow's giving or the widow's mites. And I will be reading from the Message. Sitting across from the offering box, Jesus was observing how the crowd tossed money in for the collection. Many of the rich were making large contributions. One poor widow came up and put in two small coins, a measly 2 cents. Jesus called his disciples over and said, "The truth is that this poor widow gave more to the collection than all the others put together. All the others gave what they'll never miss, and she gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave all she had." The widow gave little, but it was a radical sacrifice for her. All that is given in love glorifies God. Again, Wesley stresses one must care for one's family and then save and give all you can. What we give in love shows our faith. We have no idea what tomorrow will bring. We have no idea how our ministries in this church will touch the lives of this congregation and the lives of our neighborhood and our city. Only God knows. Together, we can give through our time and talents, volunteering in outreach or in worship, through prayer, using our God-given gifts and talents in the world and in the life of the church through donations. And this reminds me of a family in a church here in Onondaga County. This family pledged $24 a year. That turns out to be, if my math is correct, 50 cents a week. I imagine this was a pledge prayed about for some time before making the commitment. Imagine if we all gave in this spirit. Imagine not the amount given, but the spirit, the faith, the energy in which it was given. That energy combined with all the energy that we each could have and give could bubble up into another spectacular thing in our neighborhood and in our city. All that we have, God has given us to care for. This means people, the earth, and even the church. This Native American proverb says so much, and it's here on the screen. We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. This could be said of our church. We do not inherit our church from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. I know some of your children do not attend this church, but we are talking about the collective children that will come after us in faith. This entire stewardship campaign and season keeps coming back to this. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. We don't know what will come next, but we can prepare for the ministries that will continue and those that will emerge. As our scripture from Luke reminds us, we must be smart about things so that we can live according to God's love and not just get by on good behavior. The use of money, earn all you can without harming yourself or neighbor in body, mind, or soul, save all you can after caring for your family, give all you can because we are to be good stewards of all God has given us, not proprietors. And finally, have faith because God's plan emerges in unexpected places. Amen.